Hi, this is the fifth part of Advanced Java Interview Questions and Answers. In this podcast, we will discuss some important advanced Java interview questions and answers that can help you crack your next Java developer interview. Question 81. What is the use of the enable events? Answer: the enable events method enables an event for a particular object. Usually, this method is enabled when a listener is added to an object for a specific event. It is used by the objects whose primary responsibility is to handle events by overriding their event dispatch methods. Question 82. Explain the differences between the file class and the random access file class. Answer: the file class encapsulates directories and files of a local file system. The random access file class renders the methods to access data in any part of a file directly. Question 83. What are the restrictions on method overriding? Answer: following are the list of restriction placed on method overriding. A. The overridden methods must have the same argument list, return type, and name. B. The overriding method must not limit the access of a method it overrides. C. The overriding method must not throw an exception that may not be thrown by an overridden method, else, you will see the compile time exception. Question 84. Mention the three ways in which a thread can enter the waiting state. Answer: a thread can enter the waiting state in the following ways. A. Blocking on IO. B. Invoking its sleep method. C. Unsuccessfully attempting to attain an object's lock. Question 85. What is the Java Resource Bundle class? Answer: the Resource Bundle class in Java is a group of related subclasses that have the same base name. It allows storing locale-specific resources that a program can load to tailor its appearance to a specific locale wherein it is running. Question 86. What do you mean by numeric promotion? Answer: numeric promotion refers to converting a smaller numeric type to the larger numeric type so that integer and floating point operations can occur. In numerical promotion, char, byte, and short values get converted into int values. Further, the int values also get converted to long values, if necessary. Thereon, long and float values get converted to double values, as required. Question 87. What is the main difference between a scroll bar and a scroll pane? Answer: a scroll bar is a component, while a scroll pane is a container. A scroll pane performs its scrolling and handles its own events, whereas a scroll bar cannot do the same. A scroll pane can have a scroll bar, but the latter cannot have the former. Question 88. Explain the difference between the public and non-public class. Answer: a class with public access specifier is accessible across the package, while a non-public class is referred to be a class with a protected access specifier or without a public access specifier that cannot be accessed across the package. Question 89. What is the difference between the prefix and postfix forms of the plus-plus operator? Answer: the prefix first performs the increment operation and then returns the value of an increment operation. In contrast, the postfix first returns the current value and then performs the increment operation. Question 90. Define Java package and how to use it. Answer: a Java package is a naming context for interfaces and classes. It is used to create a separate namespace for groups of interfaces and classes. The Java package also helps organize related classes and interfaces in a single API unit and control access to those classes and interfaces. Question 91. What are the synchronized methods and synchronized statements? Answer: synchronized methods are used to control access to an object. A thread only executes a synchronized method when it has acquired the lock for a methods class or object. The synchronized statement is similar to a synchronized method. A thread executes a synchronized statement after acquiring the lock for the object or class referenced in the synchronized statement. Question 92. What kind of problems does a Java programmer face who doesn't use layout managers? Answer: when a Java programmer doesn't use the layout managers, it will be challenging to determine how the GUI will be displayed over multiple windowing systems and find a common positioning or sizing that can work within the constraints imposed by each windowing system. Question 9. Explain the major OOP or object-oriented concepts in Java. Answer: there are mainly four OOP concepts, which are as follows. 1. Abstraction. It represents the critical properties of an object that differentiates from another object. Thus, abstraction crisply defines conceptual boundaries related to the prospective viewer. 2. Encapsulation. It is a mechanism that binds the code and the data it manipulates. It also keeps them safe from misuse and external intervention. 3. Inheritance. It helps an object to inherit the methods and properties of another object. For polymorphism, this OOP concept refers to the ability of an object to take on several forms. Question 94. What do you mean by the final keyword in Java? Answer: the final keyword in Java is useful in many contexts like variable, method, or a class. It is a non-access modifier, which means if you make a class or variable final, you cannot change them, but if you try to change the final class or variable, then the compiler will throw a compilation error. Question 95. What do you mean by static keyword in Java? Answer: static keywords are used with class, block, variable, and method. The static members belong to a class instead of a specific instance, which means if you make a member static, you can access it without an object. Question 96. Can an abstract class in Java implement another interface? Answer: yes, an abstract class can have an abstract method without a body, and it can have implementation methods. When you use the abstract class to implement an interface, some of the interface's methods can become completely missing, but the compiler does not complain. Question 97. Explain upcasting and downcasting in Java. Answer: there are two types of typecasting, upcasting and downcasting. Point 1. Upcasting means typecasting of a child object to a parent object. It can be done implicitly and provides the flexibility to access the parent class's members. However, it is impossible to access all the child class's members using this feature, but we can access some specified members of a child class. Point 2. Downcasting means typecasting of a parent object to a child object, and it cannot be implicitly. Question 98. What are the benefits of organizing interfaces and classes into a Java package? Answer: the following are the advantages of classes and interfaces in a Java package. A. Java packages help to determine a category of a file. B. Java packages provides a way to hide classes, thus preventing other packages from accessing classes meant for internal use. C. Packages allow programmers to separate design from coding. D. Java package provides reusability of code. E. It removes naming collision. Question 99. What is the difference between super and this in Java? Answer: this keyword points to the reference of a current class, while super keyword points to a parent class's reference. This keyword can be used to access a current class's methods and variables, while the super keyword can be used to access a parent class's methods and variables from the subclass. As this and super keywords are interrelated to an object's instance, they cannot be used inside a static method or block. Question 100. Explain default constructor in Java. Answer: when a constructor is not explicitly specified, the Java compiler creates a default constructor automatically. When we create an object instance, the default constructor initializes variables with their default values.